It's Monday, the 22nd of July. Oh. Well, that racket that you hear is the dustbin men, we call them, emptying the dustbins in the nearby housing estate. What a racket. First thing in the morning. Considering that here in the garden it's absolutely dead quiet, apart from that racket, that is. There's no bird song, there's no wind, there's no nothing. There's a nothingness this morning. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. You going to sing for me this morning? How about a wee bit? Even a panic alarm. Ah, there's Mrs. Blackbird down. Hello. Yes, it's me. Oh, now he just hunted her. Could she be... I don't know. Should she have been on the nest? Or was she a... Oh, she could be a youngster. Oh, wait a minute. Blackbirds are dropping out of the sky. Yep, another male. And he's just chased that male off. So he wasn't my male. You know, how do you tell a blackbird? Exactly the one. The only way you can tell sometimes is the one that's been ruthless and hunting everything else out of your garden is your blackbird. But since they're in the moat at the moment, both of them look really ruffled. There you go. I was talking to Blackbird that wasn't my Blackbird. Oh, it's that tiny bird. Baby blue tit. Hunting for flies. It's overcast this morning. That greyness that swept in last evening about 7 p.m. Seen it coming pouring over the hills. It's still there this morning. I'm not sure it'll clear as quick as it's cleared previously, because it's very calm this morning. You need a wee gust of wind to lift it. So it's cool, but it's pleasant in the same respect. Ah. So there's the reason. The real Mrs. Blackbird has turned up. The other one looked far too fresh. Must have been one of the fledglings from their nest that's no longer going to get fed. I almost swallowed my tea there. She just about flew into the fence instead of through the fence. You know that great big hole that's been in that fence since way back? It's really handy for the birds, because they don't need to actually go way over the top of the fence. They can just go straight through that big gap. Maybe I should leave it. You can hear seagulls and crows. But they're quite a bit of ease. It's very green and fresh. Smell, that's the one thing. There's no sounds, no real bird song as such. But the air is heavy with the smell of greenery. She's lovely. I'm glad someone's cheering me up a wee bit this morning. Not that I'm down. I'm not down. I'm just not functioning, you could say. There's actually loads of activity as I look round about the garden. But because they're not singing and chirping. Yeah. Things are hotting up. Not weather wise, it is. It's bird activity wise. Do miss the morning chorus. I really do miss that. Can't believe it's 22nd of July already. Goodness grief. Oh, so we're into August. I was listening to Ian Cath the other day there. I'm sure it was Ian. He was talking about time passing. Difference between being a youngster and being an older person. He's absolutely right, you know. Days and weeks now for us seem to be flying. I mean, literally flying. Where did that day go? Where did that week go? Where did the month go? He's absolutely right. When you were young, a day was, goodness grief, a day lasted a week. In fact, you didn't put anything on time then. It just seemed to be days were really, really long. Just like, you know, your memory, wagon wheels. You know, wagon wheels were really big. Big things in your hand. And now they're tiny wee things. Actually, that's quite true, because they are tiny things now. But you know what I'm saying? It's time just your youth, it's like a metronome being on 40 beats. Now, this age, early 60s, it's like going 128 beats. You know, there goes a day. Oh my God, there's a week away. Oh my God, is it Sunday already? Is it really a week since we watched that last programme? Oh my...